Welcome to Office Hours from XXXChurch.com, where we answer your questions regarding sexuality, porn, sexual integrity, and more. Where nothing is off the table and all conversations are welcome. Now, here's your host, Carl Thomas.
Welcome to Office Hours by XXX Church. I'm your host, Carl Thomas. I'm a pastor, certified neurohealth coach, and a guy who frankly struggled with a lot of the stuff we talk about here for over 20 years until I found freedom about a decade ago. In today's episode, I'm going to be jumping in and answering this question. How can I help my husband with his addiction even though he doesn't seem to want help? That's what I will be discussing today, so make sure you hang in there with me. Recognize that no questions are off the table, and I'm going to be as honest with my answers as I possibly can be, so don't get offended. Without any further delay, let's jump in. Okay, so this question came into our Office Hours page. My husband struggles with addictions, not just sex addiction, and he recently is coming to terms with things. We are walking the line of divorce because of his lying. I know that he's been outside our marriage, even though he won't admit it. He masturbates to online porn daily, and some days multiple times. He is currently residing outside our home, and I am pregnant with our second child. He has only admitted to going to massage parlors. He thinks I'm naive and stupid. I'm also feeling like he may be hooking up locally with people, but he keeps his phone guarded so I cannot check for apps or messages. At least that is what I am assuming. I am interested in getting more information on how to help him. He is a compulsive liar, gambler, alcoholic, and sex addict. I'm trying to help him because whether we get divorced or not, he will always be the father of my children, and I want him to be the best father and role model for them. And to be a better for himself. So basically, I'm looking for an assessment and information I can give him to help him start this process. All right. Well, first of all, I just want to say, man, I'm really sorry to hear this. This is awful. And unfortunately, it's not uncommon to have people who struggle with this sort of stuff. And they're in marriages where their wives feel abandoned and rejected and betrayed. And the husband doesn't really seem like he really cares. And, you know, I don't know your husband, so I can't tell you if he does care or not. And I'm not going to spend a ton of time on, like, well, how can you help him? Because the reality is he has to help himself. I think your last part of the question actually was the key, right? What's an assessment or what can I point him to? And I think that's all you can really do is just say, hey, listen, this is an issue in our relationship and in our marriage. It's not good for you. It's certainly not good for our children or our marriage. And, you know, I've tried to talk to you. You don't seem to want to listen. You're not honest with me. You have all these other issues going on, like alcohol and gambling. And I love you and I want to support you. But at the same time, I can't just keep letting you destroy yourself, right? I'm not going to be an accomplice here. So you need to get some help. And here's some suggestions. So if you want an assessment, I mean, on the XXXChurch.com website, we have a sex addiction tool. There's another great one out there. I'll try to find the link that Jay Stringer has. But that's a pretty lengthy one. So chances are he probably won't want to do it. Ours is very simple, and it just tells you yes or no if you're a sex addict. But that'd probably be the one to point him to. You can have him look at a couple books, recommend he gets counseling. Tell them about different resources. We have the X3 Pure 30-Day Workshop, which is a video series, which might be good for him to go through. We have small groups online, which are support groups for men and for spouses. So it might be something for you to look into. And we also have the Live Free Community app for men and livefreewives.org for women. So that might be great for you too. Recommend he look into these resources, maybe point him in the direction of a good counselor. And then see what happens. And if he refuses to do it, unfortunately, you can't force him, all right? I tell guys this all the time. Like, rule number one about recovery, you got to want it. Someone can't want it for you. If you don't want, like, if he doesn't want to get better, if he has no problem with this stuff, if he's not interested in making an attempt, you know, he's probably going to have to hit some sort of rock bottom before he wakes up and decides that, hey, it's about time I get on this and do this. And if that means that you have to take measures to protect yourself, to protect your sanity, to protect your heart, to protect your children, then you got to do what you need to do because your responsibility is to that too, right? You're responsible to take care of your own health. You're responsible for your own self-care. You're responsible for your children, right? You can't be responsible for his bad choices. You can only point them out and tell him he needs to get help. And so that's what I would do. Be really honest. Tell him that this isn't going to get any better until he gets serious about it. And you're not going to just keep hanging by waiting for him to get around to it. He's either got to decide he wants to do this for himself, or you're going to have to do what you got to do, basically for your own sanity and health, and then go from there. I wish I had better news for you, but unfortunately, I think a lot of women, spouses come into the situation where they think they can own their recovery or they can manage the recovery for their husbands, and they just can't. And that's a rough realization, but it's a needed one. Like, you have to understand that. You can't own this thing for him. He has to own his own issues, and he also has to do his own work. And unless he's willing to do that, it's not going to get any better for him or you. That's all I have on this one. If you have any questions for me that you would like me to answer in an upcoming Office Hours episode, go to xxchurch.com/office-hours. Submit your question there, and I will answer it. That's about it. Have a great week.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Office Hours. Have questions you need answered? Submit them at xxchurch.com/office-hours, and then tune in next week to hear what we got to say. Until then...